Thank you for tuning in to Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid. We're visited by our amazing guests coming from all walks of life. We want to learn their story, their struggles, and their journey on how they got to where they are today. So stick around. What if your lowest financial moment became your fuel? What if bankruptcy wasn't the end, but the reboot to your greatness? Today, with Dr. Marianne Pagin, a serial entrepreneur and author of Self-Empowerment Reset and many others, we'll dive into what bankruptcy taught her about resilience, purpose, and the steps she took to rebuild. By the end, you'll walk away with at least two practical strategies that you can apply if you're rebuilding or facing your own setback. Dr. Marianne, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Junaid. I'm so excited to be here. Do you know that I've wanted to be on your podcast for about 2 years now?
Oh my God, you should have told me. Like, come on.
Since I met you in Maryland, and I'm like, oh, every time I see, I'm like, oh, I got to tell him I want to go on this podcast. Oh, I want to go. And well, I'm here.
Yay. I'm so glad you're here because we've been connected for many, many years. In fact, I think the first time I probably connected with you was probably sometime around 2018, 2019, when Robert J. Moore was doing the Magnetic Entrepreneur book series.
Yeah, that or maybe 2019. I don't know. Right. When was the Guinness book? I can't remember dates anymore. All I remember is 2020.
The Guinness Book World of Records. I didn't make to that event because he was doing that in Canada, but I've been, in his world ever since. But I just love your story. I just love what you've been doing. So talk to me. Where is my?
We professionally love each other.
Yes. Well, here's the thing as entrepreneurs, right? We know the struggle. We know the work that it goes into putting a show together, putting our lives back together. And from that perspective, it's we are so supportive of each other as entrepreneurs because we know how hard it is to go through there.
We know how badly it sucks to be an entrepreneur sometimes. Oh my gosh. You know what? It is not an easy task. If you have chosen to become an entrepreneur,
yeah.
Kudos
to you.
Exactly. I can put on your helmet right now. It's going to be a little bumpy. It's not always bumpy. And it doesn't mean because my road was bumpy, but I've got to tell you, I don't know one single entrepreneur that hasn't had a bumpy road, especially the more successful you are, the bumpier it got. So to me, when you talked about bankruptcy, bankruptcy is just the beginning.
Yeah.
That's just a shift. It's just an indication that you have now officially shifted into a different dimension. Let's go.
So talk to me, what led to bankruptcy? What was happening that was said, I need to reset. I need to file a bankruptcy. Talk to us what that looked like.
Well, I had been an entrepreneur for a very long time. Although I did at one point, I worked retail for various clothing stores and different shoe stores and whatnot. Always clothing because I liked it. It was fun. I started that way as a teenager and then kind of stayed because I did really well. But as you get older, retail sucks. Retail sucks even when you're younger because your feet hurt so much. And I'm just like, I got to go do something else. Anyways, I took off for Europe for a couple of years and got married and, came back. And he was not the same kind of person as I am. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of carried the financial everything.
Burden, yeah.
the financial everything was on my back.
Yeah.
And, it was getting difficult, and it's difficult for people who come here as adults from Europe to adjust. And he was having a tough time anyways. And he did end up doing some work. He did, do some work, but there was a lot of not working on his part. And so everything was in my name. mortgages, all kinds of different things, anyways. And so when the time came and it had to come, it was inevitable. We were two completely different people, and then we just grew more and more and more apart as opposed
Wow.
to together.
Yeah.
Even my friends would say, "Oh my gosh, I don't understand. The two of you are complete opposites. You're like literally the most motivational person I know. That you're so driven, it's unbelievable." And he is so relaxed and happy with nothing. And I said, "No, he's not happy with nothing. He's happy with me working." So everything was in my name, and there was quite a chunk there, and I thought, oh my gosh. And I went to go see my accountant, and then he hooked me up with a trustee and said, you know, in Canada, that's how it works. You have to go talk to a bankruptcy trustee. And he
Sure.
said, look, you're going to feel so much better once you do this. It's not that big of a deal. Everyone does it. Like almost every super successful entrepreneur does it at least once. And he goes, honestly, like six, seven times is not that unusual. And I'm like, wow, he does it
Wow.
six times. I don't want to do it that many times. I
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
even want to do it now. So, anyways, it was just, you know, things were really rough. And I thought, okay, I finally made the decision. That's it. But I had just left him. And like I said, everything was in my name. And I said to him, because I didn't want to keep the condo where we lived in. And I said, do you want to keep the condo? Because I don't want to live here. I want to move closer to my business. And I found an apartment, because the area that I moved into was very expensive. It's right down by the water. And
Yeah.
I couldn't really afford to buy anything at this stage, but I was like, oh, one day I'm going to do it. So I'm going to live here until I can't. I ended up living, I thought I was going to live there for 3 years. I ended up living there for 14 years.
Amazing.
And as time passed by,
Yeah.
new developers kept coming in, and now the prices were triple what they were. So now there was nothing. You couldn't even get a small condo under 1.5. Like it was crazy.
Wow.
And I said, okay, I can't do this. So I literally ended up buying a condo up the street, not even 5 minutes drive, and it was already a different territory, which was crazy. But yeah, so prior to that, I just said, you know, everything's in my name. Take the condo out of my name if you want to keep it. Put it, you know, get a mortgage into your name. And he goes, oh my God. He goes, I had no idea the mortgage was this high. And I go, I know, you didn't know a lot of things. So that's partially my fault and partially your fault. So now
Yeah.
you know. Good luck to you. I wish you all the best. I don't need you to give me any extra money. Just go do your thing. I'll deal with this. And so I did it. You know, it was a tough year for me, because even though bankruptcy is not that big of a deal once you've done it,
Sure.
it's still a big deal. It was my first, well,
Yeah.
first and only time.
Yeah.
But also that year my mom passed away. I got divorced, and I shut down my business. And I was in for a deep shift, and I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know how I'm going to do this. So from owning a spa and being married, I went to being single. Back to my single days. I lived in an apartment, a one bedroom apartment,
Wow.
and it was just me and my dog. And I shut down my spa that I loved, because in the area, because it was growing so rapidly, they were
Yeah.
putting ginormous spas in,
Of course.
and I just couldn't compete without it. And then I
Yeah.
thought, you know what, that's fine. So then I met the manager of the bank, of a local bank there in the area, and her and I got along really well. And she said, you should come work, you should come here. She goes, you get to sell, you get to talk to people all day long. And I'm going to tell you, it was one of my favorite jobs I've ever had. It
Nice.
was so much fun. It just paid crap, so I couldn't stay there for long, but it was so much fun. I was what you would call in the olden days a teller or a CSR now. And it was so much fun. Then I became a loans officer, and then I became a mortgage agent. And then
Wow.
my friend said to me, well, you're doing the same thing with mortgages. Why don't you become a real estate agent? So at 50, I got my real estate license. And I'm 63
Congratulations.
now. And
Wow.
I'm just like, somebody said to me the other day, oh, I'm 40. I think it's too late. I go, too late for what? I'm
What are you
63 and
talking
I don't
about?
think it's too late.
Yeah,
Too
yeah.
late for what? Cocktails? I don't know. I understand. What's it too late for? So yeah,
know,
no.
you're
So yeah,
absolutely
so that,
right. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
I'm
there, it's
sorry.
never too late for anything, right? Because you have your life and you have tomorrow, which is brand new. You have today, which is brand new, never happened before. So make that decision, make it happen. You know, as you shared your story of being in this relationship, growing apart, then, you know, finding ways to cope and finding new ways to live, what were some of the biggest lessons you took from that season alone? I know you shared a lot, but what were some top season lessons from that season? Yeah.
There was a lot of internal reflection going on. I had already heavily, I'm a doctor of metaphysics, so I've heavily already been into meditation, and I was what they called a spiritual psychology counselor, and I've been doing what we now call coaching for, gosh, well, now it's probably over 40 years.
Amazing.
And, you know, various different things I've done. It's always been sales related and people related. Like, do not make me your accountant. Do not make me your admin, unless you want to go bankrupt. Because those are not my talents. Don't give me that to do. So people are my talent and people are my passion. I love people. That's my favorite. So a lot of internal growth. I spent a lot of time and money going to various courses. You know, back then we didn't have as much online. We had to actually go there. I
remember you had once to physically go there. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember once going to this really amazing course that did so much for me. I was for a full 2 and a bit weeks in Switzerland.
Wow.
And it was, I got to hike the hypes, the Alps, the hypes, what's the hype? I got to hike the Alps. It was so beautiful. And we had the most amazing healing 2 weeks. And then I took off and I went to Germany, went to France a little bit. And like I said, spent that time in Switzerland. I had already lived and spent a lot of time in Croatia, which is where I went. Once I finished college, I ended up going to university there for a year. And then I ended up staying there for 12 years. So there was also some extra fun things while I was in Croatia because the war had started there.
Oh, dang.
And I got to spend some time in a bomb shelter. So that was exciting. I also understood what it meant to have to run through the streets because there were sniperists everywhere. And I also know what it feels like to have a bullet skim my knee.
Wow. So lots of experiences, lots of lessons during that season. And the underlying thing that I'm seeing here, Marianne, is being resilient, right? Getting right back up because... What you gonna do? You're just gonna stay down there? No, you get back up. Don't give up. Now, most people get stuck at that point, but you didn't. You started to rebuild. Let's talk about how that shift happened. Like, so where were those first very few steps that you took in rebuilding, right? You had nothing, you let go of everything. So talk to me about what was the comeback like?
Literally my car, which was, if the car was over 5 years and it was 6 years old at that point, my lease had just run out. If you had a car that was 5 years or younger, you got to keep it. They wouldn't take that away from you. And they're not interested in taking your furniture really, unless you have something spectacular. So all I had was my furniture, my dog and my car. And I was finishing up at the spa. I dove into the banking. I thought, oh, this is interesting. Let's train my brain for something different. I am not a structured person, although having said that, I do have to be organized because the level of multitasking that I do, if you don't stay focused, get there at all. It was pretty intense, and I embraced opening new things, but it also, banking hours are very short compared to what I'm accustomed to working, so I still had clients coming to me at home from my spa that I shut down. So I did a lot of that. Actually, they stayed with me the whole 14 years that I was there. It was when I got my new condo that I decided, okay, that's enough, I'm not going to have clients coming here, unless it's for like energy healing, but some of the other stuff, I just didn't want to do it anymore. And then I went off and I became a recruiter. The same year I got my real estate license.
Real estate license, okay.
So I changed careers completely.
Yeah.
Recruiting and real estate is really the same. It's almost like we always used to compare it to real estate because you have a seller and a buyer. Here you have a person, like an employee looking for a
For a
company.
job,
It's like dating, right? It's like, here's the wife, here's the, or whatever, the girl, here's the boy, right? Or the guy and the girl, or whatever.
yeah, you're
Actually, I just
matchmaking.
got approached by someone to see if I wanted to help them run a dating service. And I said, I don't know, let me think about it.
So many,
I'm excited about it, but it's a lot, yeah.
No, I mean, what I'm hearing is you've and you mentioned this, right, multiple times. You are great at working with people. You understand them, and in our experience at the CLA, the global event, you were like on point with getting people to come and do a testimonial for Jose. I'm like, wow, where'd you get that kind of confidence and
Energy.
courage? And that
Oh,
comes
confidence.
from the
Oh.
experience you have.
Confidence took me a long time. I was very shy when I was a child. I grew up in a very abusive household. My father was extremely physically abusive with both myself and my mom, but he was also bipolar. So we had a heck of a time with him. And then when he was about 3, 4 years before he passed away, he acquired dementia. Which was kind of interesting because I'd already gone through dementia with my mom. She had already passed away, and now he was in a nursing home, and he was actually a really nice person. He didn't necessarily recognize me. He used to tell everyone that he had a 17-year-old daughter. So the nurses would ask me, "Do you have a sister?" And I go, "No." And if I did, I go, "My dad's 82 years old. I don't think a 17-year-old would be possible." But anyway, so yeah, so I go, I'm sure he's something in 17, when I was 17, must have stuck in his head. But no, he was a really great person, and we totally had, I took the opportunity to have this really great relationship with him because we really didn't like each other very much. I'm quite sure he didn't like me either. He might have loved me and I might have loved him, but we did not like each other for sure.
I don't
And
like
I
this
was happy
attitude.
to do the forgiveness like I do with everything else. Forgive, you move on. You know, the other day my friend said to me, "Well, if we do this, like, gosh, are we going to argue?" I go, "Probably." I go, "So what? How is that different from every other day?" Like, I think you say your piece, I say my piece, and then we move on. Like, what, you know, let's. You can't hold on to these things. You have got to learn to let go. You've got to let go of your past. Like, you can't be constantly looking backwards. That's why rear view mirrors on cars are so tiny.
So much t smaller, yes.
You only
Right?
need what you need. You don't need to know the whole thing and drag it with you everywhere you go. Like, let it
You
go,
don't,
move on,
yeah.
move forward. There is so much life to be lived. Like, so much.
Yes.
I can't even tell you. I could do like another, I could easily have fun being a lawyer. I could easily be like, okay, psychologist. I feel like a lot of what I do is very similar to that, anyways. But there's so much to do still in life that I could easily do if I had like another 50 years. You know? So when someone says to me at 40, "Oh, well, you know, I think I just have to keep doing what I'm doing," I'm like, "Yeah, if you want to.
As you want to, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to." But you can also get a coach. People. Get yourself a
Get yourself a
coach. If
coach.
you are shifting gears, get
Amen.
a business coach, get a mentor or a coach or something, someone who can help guide you. I can't say enough. You obviously know one of my main coaches. I also have, so Robert J. Moore, but I also have Satish Verma. I'm just finishing up an entire coaching year with
Amazing.
Satish. Under
Wow.
the umbrella of Think and Grow Rich. So we, in fact, next week is our very last session,
Oh my
group
God.
session. So I had the pleasure of meeting his daughter and his son, and yeah, it was very cool. So yeah, we're going to be doing coaching under the umbrella of Think and Grow Rich. So
That's a powerful book. I recommend to everyone, please go read that book, because
exactly.
when you reframe your mindset from failure to someone ready to rise again, you picked the thing that you wanted to go into, you went in head on first with that mindset, right? And I absolutely love, you can't run your mind, you cannot outrun your mindset. You can go to all the places in the world, but guess what? If your mindset is not elevating, that's the first thing you gotta fix first.
not going to serve you as a negative. Like, you have to stay positive. And I drive my friends and people around me insane, insane.
Yeah.
Like, I swear to God, if you tell me one more time to be positive, and they'll ask me a question, and I go, and they're like, I know, be positive, get my journal out. And I'm like, yes, get your journal out, go do some
Yes.
breathing in the park. That's my
Yes.
thing. It's like
Yeah.
I'm annoying with it and I'm repetitive with it, but that works.
It
You
does,
know, there's
yeah.
a whole neuroscience with picking up the pen and writing. It's not the same as speaking into the phone or into ear or whatever else you might have, into AI. It's a whole different thing. So you need to take some time to do that, but it helps. You know, 1 year, I'm going to tell you, I think that was the year
Yeah.
actually when I did the bankruptcy was, and don't think that the bankruptcy didn't have an effect on me. It
Of
did, but I
course.
just want to let you know, it was like this. For 3 months, I was like, okay, how's this going to go? What's this look like? Okay, such as a, you know, so he said, the trustee said, I need to do this, I need to do that. Okay. They're not going to take my car. You know, I get to keep some furniture. Okay, that's good. You know, I'm like, okay. And they're not going to take my dog, and everyone's going to be okay. And I'm still making money, so I'm going to be okay. So I don't understand. Okay, so let's see how this is going to roll, you know? So I did it, and I'm just like, oh, okay. And then the day came where I had to actually, so because there's quite a bit of work that you have to do in advance. So I went, and I have no idea how they do it now. This is like literally, I think 21 years has passed. I had paperwork. I believe it was about this thick. I was
Dang.
in the office. I remember coming into the office and then going into a private office with my trustee, and he brings out these documents like this. And I'm just like, well, that's a lot. He goes, you're going to be here a bit. You okay? Here's a pen, and here's another one in case that one, oh, I'm like, oh. It's going to be a long day. That's going to be, you know, longer than a book signing. So I started signing. The instant I'm telling you, Janine, like this, I picked up the pen and tears, like running, not a little bit, not like, oh, not this pretty girly cry. Oh no, like massive hysterical crying.
Yeah.
He leaves the room. He comes back with a box of Kleenex. Puts it in front of me, gives me the waste basket. I use the entire box of Kleenex.
Wow.
It took 2.5 hours. It was, I think it was a June day, and I walked out of there, and I was feeling all of these emotions while I was doing this. I was feeling all sorry for myself and everything else, and, you know, nurturing my ego. I went outside, and I was walking in the parking lot, and I stopped, and I said, okay, that's it. This is now done. You've been stressing over this. It's been a nightmare up until now. It can't be any worse than it's been up until now. So, you know what? It's done. It's over. From now, we move forward. And from that minute, I never cried about it again. I
Amazing.
never felt sorry for, I was like, I'm done. Let's go. Next. What's my next project? And that's the way I am with everything. Okay, this didn't work that well. Okay. You know, it's been a very tough year for real estate, and I do. One of the things I do is I'm a real estate agent still on my 15th year now, and so I'm like, what am I gonna do? Okay, I need to change something. Oh, maybe I'll do this. And I have tried, and some stuff hasn't worked, and some stuff has worked. And you do what you can. And I was talking to one of my clients, and he goes, man, he goes, you're really resourceful. I go, no, I just don't stop. Like, I don't know. I'm a little bit intuitive for sure. You know, I'm used to working a little bit of intuition, thinking this might not be for me. This might be okay. But let me try this project. And now I'm doing actually a project that I've wanted to do for many years, is I'm putting a wellness expo together.
Amazing.
It's actually called Empowered Together.
Empowered
So
together, gotta be.
I'm excited. It's my newest thing. And my next thing that I'm doing is going to be, I'm going to be opening up a non-for-profit for human and sex trafficking, and I think it's going to be in both Canada and the US. If I can arrange that, I would like to have that. And
Absolutely.
then after that, I don't know. We'll see about this matchmaking dating site thing she wants me to do. It sounds exciting. And this is, so here's my problem. I have one challenge that this dictates a lot of how I do what. I get bored very easy.
Easily.
Very. Fast and easy, bored. If I'm bored, I'm out of there. I can't do it. I can't
Well,
fake it. I don't know how.
here's my next question for you then, Marianne. You said you get bored easily and you've got a lot on the go. How do you handle these multiple projects without burning out? Because I'm
Who
sure
says I don't? No. I do a lot of things for myself, so there's a lot of self-love that I do practice. There's a Scalar clinic that I go to a lot. So a friend of mine owns it. I go there quite a bit for my own healing, massages, pedicures, spas, spa days. Not really long spa days because then I
Sure.
get too bored. I have to really know I'm gonna like you.
Yeah.
Or if I'm on vacation. And it's funny because people are like, you don't even know how to be on vacation. I said, oh, yes, I do. I know how to unplug because I'll tell you at 9 o'clock at night, my phone gets unplugged. Unless I am working on a deal and there's an
Sure.
offer in place and we're doing some back and forth,
Yeah.
I'm mostly done by nine. If there's the odd thing that drags me out onto,
Nice.
like right now, this weekend, I'm going to be working till 10.
So what time does your day start if you're ending at
That
9 p.m.?
depends.
Okay.
A couple of weeks ago, it started at 3:30 in the morning every day for the whole week,
Oh
which was
my God.
terrible. And I won't be doing that anytime soon again because
Yeah.
I'm 63 now. And you know what? 63 is, I need some sleep. Like I need some,
Yes.
six is
Yes.
okay. 5:30 is still okay. I like seven. Seven's like super comfortable, but seven hardly ever happens. It's mostly 6:30, I'm already up. And if I'm really lazy and tired and I don't know what's been going on, maybe I'm still in bed at seven, but probably not past that point. Like that's already kind of late for me.
That's kind of
So
late,
it
yeah.
depends. I used to do a lot of coaching because I do a ton of coaching. So I used to do a lot of coaching in the UK and then I do a lot of coaching in Australia. So Australia would keep me up late. I'd be up
Yeah.
till 3 o'clock in the morning and then I'd be up at five for my UK client. So here's the morning, here's the night. And I thought, okay, this needs to stop. So you got
You
to know your
better.
limitations.
You do. You do gotta know your limit. Now, Marianne, what role does self-care or creativity play? You mentioned that you wished you'd picked up photography. Does having outlets like that tie into how you stay balanced? I mean, you did mention going to the spa every once in a while. Talk to
Yeah,
us about that.
photography's nice. I've liked photography for a whole bunch of years and I've never really done it. I play around with my phone now and stuff, but I don't have like a camera and stuff. I feel like that's going to be something a little bit later because eventually I want to move out of the city. So maybe
Sure.
once I move out of the city, I'll have more time to go into like the park and take pictures of trees. I still take pictures of trees. I love trees
Yeah, they are
and
amazing.
birds.
Well, Marianne, you wouldn't have to go invest in a bigger camera, mainly because the new iPhone they just announced a few days ago can do 200 millimeters
Okay, I
on
don't
this
have an
phone.
iPhone. I'm an Android girl. Okay.
So even on the Android, they have multiple lenses, meaning that you can do all the same things that a regular camera does on your smartphone, and it's always with you. The key component of becoming a good photographer is to know the trifecta. What's the ISO? What's the shutter speed? And how bright is it? So if you have those three things locked down, you can take amazing, amazing photography with just your smartphone. So I think you
I
already
think
got that.
that's fun. That's fun.
Yeah.
Who
Now,
knows when
for
I'll get
someone,
to them by then. They'll have two different kinds of iPhones by then.
absolutely. Now, Marianne, for someone listening right now who feels stuck, maybe even knocked down, what are the top two lessons from your story they should remember?
So get a coach, get someone who's going to listen to you, someone who's going to be there for you and help you maneuver your way around everything. That's the first thing. Second thing
Yeah.
is I can't say enough about, I don't know, it's a toss up if it's just two things, it's a toss up between meditation, which is
Yeah.
my life. I mean, I teach meditation. I'm also a Kundalini yoga, certified Kundalini yoga instructor,
Nice.
and I was the
Nice.
first one in Canada. I was in the first group of people in
Amazing.
Canada to get certified as Kundalini. So there's a lot of power in meditation, in solitude, in yoga, But journaling, oh my gosh, I can't say enough about that. Like, that's a huge thing. Do you know that 1 year? And I think it was that year when I filed for bankruptcy. I have journals all over the place. Like, I have so many, it's almost ridiculous. People think I'm crazy, and I don't care.
No, I don't think you're crazy at all, because they actually discovered a entire storage unit that was full of journals for Einstein.
Oh, well, there you go. That's
So
it.
you're on Einstein
That's
level
great.
already.
We're already related.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. He's such a genius, right? And peace. It's the peace of mind that you want. You know, even in the Think and Grow Rich, that's one of the number one things that we talk about is how to develop peace in your heart and peace in your mind. And it's really the one thing that everyone in the world straight across the board wants. It doesn't matter. I know, you know, in some countries they're still looking for food, and I get that, but it's the peace of mind. It's the security of having the food, right? And all of that.
100%.
1 year I took a journal and I was writing, because I have three main journals. One is an I love myself journal, the other one is a gratitude journal. I'm just going to tell you, if you wake up in a crappy mood, you start writing in your gratitude journal, and you will shift by the time you finish that one page. Just name
Amazing.
like five people. I do it every morning. I don't even journal this part, but I name five people who I'm super grateful for, or more. If I'm like, oh my gosh, there was a whole party of people yesterday, so I have all these people I'm grateful for. It will just shift your energy in a flash. And so that 1 year, and then celebration. You have to celebrate yourself. You have to celebrate what you did right. And when you focus on writing what you did right, you'll do more of what you did right, as opposed
Amen.
to, oh, I want to write my notes of sorrow. Yeah, if you have to, I guess. I don't write notes of sorrow. So, and if I do, I take the page, I rip it out, and I burn it, right? Like, that's
There you
what
go.
that's for. But 1 year I had to write, I love myself on one page. Every day, one page or more if it was a tough day. So one day it was 13 pages, and I'm like, wow, that must have been a tough day. I was like,
So
I
you
love
just
myself.
sit there and write, I love myself, over and
That's
over.
it.
Wow.
That's it. Over and over again. And for the whole
That's
page,
powerful.
whatever.
That's
I don't know how
powerful.
big the I've got all kind I've got journals that are I do all kinds. Like, this is
All
just one.
sizes, yeah.
This is just one. And you know, I'm a girl, so there's a lot of pink ones. So I've got blue too. Like, I've got so many, and I can't even, I mean, I'll read
Well,
all
you're
of
inspiring me in many ways, Marianne,
them.
because I've always wanted to write journals and I never really got around to, even though I talk about, podcasting and talking your thoughts out. I did do a blog. I did do a lot of blogging back when I was growing up. I wrote a lot of poems, and I just love the advice that you're giving us. It's so important to clear your mind. Write something down so it's no longer in your head. So now you have
We
more
should get
time
you
in your
into
head
my
to
next
process.
book.
I would love that. I would love
Do you want
that.
to write a chapter for my next book? It's called Authentic Leaders. Perfect for you.
Ooh, perfect for me. I love it.
Perfect.
Marianne, if they could do one small thing today to start turning things around, and you already said, journal,
And meditate.
meditate,
Go outside,
and
get some fresh air,
coach.
go climb a
And get a
tree.
coach. Get a coach, right?
Oh, get a coach without even, don't
Because
even,
they're gonna.
whatever the money is. You know, a lot of my friends are very high-end coaches. You know, they charge a lot of money, but a lot of times, a lot of us will be willing to adjust the price for certain people, because I'm going to tell you something. I have a lot of wealthy clients that don't want to do the work. So it's nice that they pay me, but if you're not doing the work, I'm not going to keep you as a client, because I need to stay in integrity for myself. And that's a whole subject of its own. You know, trying to keep a person and yourself in integrity is so hugely important, because if you can't commit to yourself, who's going to commit to you?
Exactly.
Right?
You're so right. You're so right. It's important to commit to yourself, and that's something that I am constantly working on as well, right? Because as entrepreneurs, as podcasters, as people who have, I've got four kids that I'm tending to, my wife and everything. It's not easy, and sometimes you want to not do anything.
Yes, because we're tired. We're
Yes.
physically tired. We need
We're
sleep.
physically tired. Yes, we do need sleep. Thank you so much. This was a lot of fun, Marianne. I appreciate you opening up, sharing your story. It's so powerful. You're so open with it, and your story today, has been absolutely amazing.
I could
Before,
talk all day. But we're not gonna because we don't have time because we're
we don't
crazy
have
over
all
there.
the time. Yeah. We want to make sure that the audience is also okay. This is a lot of fun. Before we wrap up, I'd love to ask a fun question. You
Okay,
shared that
yay.
Avatar is your favorite movie, and A Return to Love is a book that inspires you. What about those stories resonates most with your own journey?
Well, so Avatar is a love story and it's unique and it's different. And if you watch the movie, which I've watched it like six times, I think so far, they're just, they don't get along at the beginning. And
Yeah, they don't.
that's a lot of my relationships were, my really good relationships with men were like that, where we kind of did this and then all of a sudden it was like, wow, sparks. And beautiful, just beautiful, and integrity, and real, true, honest to goodness love. Like if you watch Avatar, the girl in the couple, she's got a little bit of an attitude. So I'm gonna say I'm a bit like her. Return to Love is all about love. And when one of the hardest things to understand is when you've done a lot of self-growth and personal growth on yourself, and you've read a lot of books, and you've gone to several seminars, and you've had several coaches, and blah, blah. It's hard to even sometimes live in the same space as someone who maybe hasn't had that much experience doing that.
True.
So
It is true.
you have to show grace and
Amen.
love. And, in a return to love is basically that's what she talks about. A return to love, like come right back to love. And that's the best place. So I'm just going to say this, when someone ticks you off, let's say, and you raise your voice and you yell at them, or you tell them where to go, whether it's polite or not, who cares?
Sure.
You walk away feeling
A little
not
hurt, yeah.
really satisfied. Like we think we're going to be satisfied, but
No.
oh no, we
No.
feel crappy. And so when I react the way I want to react out of love, and I want to give you some grace and I want to give you some love, I've heard in several like African countries and different other countries, and they have when someone messes up, they actually create a circle around the person and pour love all over them and start saying really beautiful things to them instead of you did this, shame, shame. Right? No, let's show you some love. So people don't know what to do with that. It makes them feel very uncomfortable. People who don't know how to receive love and haven't had the pleasure of receiving love in life, they have a tough time receiving it. And they can sometimes bounce off a ball that is like, I'd like to do something physical to you, and it's not all that nice. But you walk away feeling not good about yourself. But when you come to a place of love and you react out of love, and that's what it's about. Then I feel good about myself. Then I feel like, I'm here for the reason God put me here.
Amen. Amen. You're absolutely right, Marianne. Thank you so much again
Thank you.
for sharing your wisdom, your story, and being so open.
Yeah.
Where can people connect with you and learn more about your work and continue to be inspired by your story?
Oh my gosh. I'm on so many places. You know what? I'm on Facebook. It's Marianne Pageant. That's the best place to get me.
I love it.
SpiritualTouch11@gmail.com is my email if you would like to email me. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on
Perfect.
Instagram.
Awesome.
I'm in a lot of different groups. I'm
Well, we
everywhere.
no,
If
we,
not, you can always
and
connect with Junaid and he'll get to
yeah,
me.
and in this world and in this time and in this era, we have to be everywhere, right? Because there's people on all the networks that want what we have to offer. So I'll be sure to include all the links in the show notes so that folks can connect with
And
you.
thank you
Thank
so much for inviting me. I love this. Let's do it again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming. We'll talk to you soon.
Namaste.
I'm just going to do the outro. Guys, I'll tell you what stood out for me today. The reminder that bankruptcy or failure isn't the end. It can be the start. You just have to decide not to stay on the floor when you're knocked down. So if you're listening and you're in that place, know that greatness may be just on the other side of your hardest season. This has been Junaid with Hacks and Hobbies. Until next time, keep rebuilding with purpose, keep leaning into creativity, and keep hacking your passions. See you in the next episode. Congratulations, you made it to the end of the episode. Thanks so much for listening to our guest on this episode. Please send me an email at Junaid@hacksandhobbies.com to tell me what you loved about our guest today. You could find links mentioned in this episode on the hacksandhobbies.com website.